The famous Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Shlomo Feifeld, was once asked by a Talmud who had a problem. He said, Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe, I go to weddings with my wife, bar mitzvahs, brisim, Hanukkah parties. And it ends, and I invariably, every time, have to wait a long time for her. And it drives me crazy. It's familiar? What did the Rosh Yeshiva respond to him? Turned to me and said, you know what? You don't have enough hakaras hatov to your wife. If you correctly recognize all that she did for you, it wouldn't bother you so much that she comes a little bit late for you. Tzara Torah, the Prince of Torah, Chaim Shmulevitz, Shiva the Mir, one of the greatest figures of the last generation, gave a shmooze about Shalom Bayis. So I heard it from it. I heard from someone who heard from the person who was there. He said, here was the shmooze, a very simple shmooze. I wish I could give a shmooze like this. He got up and he started crying. And he said, our wives do everything for us, we do nothing for them. And then he said a second line. And he was crying, and he said again, our wives do everything for us, we do nothing for them. And then he said a third line. And he went on, I think, for like half an hour. And that was his shmooze. Our wives do everything for us, and we do nothing for them. Hakaras hatov, recognizing the good, and being thankful for the good done to us. How basic an essential amida this is. I want to share with you an Ibn Ezra. Lama anu chayavim lasos mitzvah Hashem yosem mikol adam. Why did Klal Yisrael have this joy and pleasure, this all nom all called Torah and mitzvahs? The whole of us being a Jew. Lama anu chayavim lasos mitzvah Hashem yosem mikol adam. V'alo borei echad lekulanu. All of us have a borei. The Goyim were created, non-Jews were created just like we were created. Says the Ibn Ezra. You know why? Hizkir Shalosh Tshuvos. I'm going to focus on the first one. Avadim Hayinu Lefaro. V'hu Asalano Atov Agdola. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. Hashem did us a great Hatava. And he took us out, Al Kain, for all of our generations, for the rest of time, all 6,000 years, wherever we are in the 6,000 years. Anu Chayovim Lishmor Kol Mashativanu. Do you hear this? The basis of all of Avodas Hashem is a Karza Tov to Hashem. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that drives us and makes it imperils upon us to keep his mitzvahs. And of course, those of you who know the Chovas HaLevavos know that this is all over, that basic Sefer Chovas HaLevavos. All of Avodas Hashem is built on a Karas HaTov. But it's not just that. I want to read you a piece from Rav Huttner. Someone says, okay, I'll be Avodas Hashem without a Karas HaTov. I don't need this Midah. It's not interesting to me. It's not important to me. Says Rav Huttner, Mi shezocha l'shamish chacham amitim, someone like he did, with Zocha, to be around, to be Mishamish, to service, to learn from, to appreciate, to gain character traits from Chacham Amitim, the true wise ones. Yodeya, he knows. Kama Hamura Hayasa Hakpadasam Be'inin Hakaras HaTov. How exacting and careful and watchful were they about Hakaras HaTov? Adam Shirgishu B'tivo Kfuya Tova, when they had a sense about a person who didn't have Hakaras HaTov, everything he got was simple to him and expected to him. Kimat shenase beinehem lemufrach bichlal. It was almost in their eyes as a mufrach, totally. After the try that, I was trying to get the right English words for the word mufrach. What's mufrach mean, Rabosai? Like an oisfarf. What's an oisfarf? What's mufrach mean, right? That's how, you know, let's try, someone know it in Spanish. What's mufrach? Both sides. Something called we have flaws. Even great men can have flaws. We have flaws. There's something called an essential flaw. You're essentially flawed. You hear that? Some people we know, we should never judge our friends and ourselves and say, I have a problem, therefore I don't have a chance. But sometimes you meet a guy, you meet someone, you say, he's off, you know? Off. Essentially flawed. That's what mufrach, like Milashim Pircha. He's questionable. He's out. He's almost pasul. He's not beseder. So by Chacham Amitim, what was that thing which almost got you there? You still had a chance, but you're almost mufrach when they felt a lack of Hakaras HaTov. It's an essential flaw, not just another flaw. But it's more than that. What's our natural response in times of lack of parnasa? We don't feel our tefillas are being answered. Things aren't going well, right? I don't know if there's enough rain this season, as much rain as we want. There's parnasa problems. Things aren't coming in. Tsaris, difficulty. So our natural knee-jerk response is to daven. And that's a good thing. Daven and ask. And the yisod of davening, as many explain, is asking. Bakasha. But there's another chelik of davening. B'chol yom avarchecha. Every day I will bless you. V'hallel shimcha le'olam v'ad. And I will mahalel your shame. I will praise your name. And I will thank you forever. What are these two ideas? B'chol yom avarchecha. Bracha and hillel. So, one of the Talmidei Ramchal, Moshe David Vali, explains in the Sefer basically like this. I'll read a few part of it. It's hard to understand exactly. It's beyond us, these farm. But what are these? Bracha is well known, is a request. Nefesh HaChaim and the I think the Sefer HaChinuch and the Tshuva HaRashi explain that bracha basically is a request. God, you're giving, I want you to keep giving. I mavarach you. You should be a brecha, you should be a source of blessing. That's really what we're doing when we sing a bracha. What's Hillel? So listen to this. Hillel is, so the bracha is what he says is mamshich the shefa. That brings shefa down. That gets things going. When we ask for things, it begins a flow from above. Kach tzarech lehodus alhal shabech et shma amashim echalekis. But you have to mahalel tashem on what he gives. Listen to this. Shumali habracha shel hoda. If you don't thank Hashem, you started the shefa going by asking. But if you don't have the ability to thank, so it stops the hashpa. And think about it. A whole chelik of Shmona Esrei is hodah. Anybody who learns Derech Hashem, a lot of people in Yeshiva learn Derech Hashem, know that tefillah is all about bringing the hashpa down. That's not a concept which is foreign to us. So the Shmona Esrei is built that the bakash is what starts the shefa, but the hodah, the thanking, is what keeps the shefa down and what lets it flow. Are we together? That's what thanking does. So it's not enough. Our knee-jerk response to beg Hashem is not enough. Because if we won't thank Hashem, so we'll start a hashpa through our bakasha. Please bring to me. And nothing comes without tefillah. And nothing comes without bakasha. But if we don't develop in ourselves the ability to thank, the hashpa will come down and go back up. And this explains our Pinkus. Is really the whole avod of who? Of the Levim. Tumecha v'urecha li'ishcha sidecha. The Kohanim are midas ha-chesed. The Kohanim's job, and that's the job of tefillah, and that's the job of korbanos, is to bring shefa down. What was the shiras ha-Levim? What were the Levim all about? The Levim were the ones who recognized we have to thank Hashem for this. Because all the hashpa, which the Kohanim cause, and bring down to the world, if there's not someone standing there, and thanking Hashem for it, it's going to go back up and it's not going to stay in its right place. That is what Avodas HaLevim are about. Avram is Amud HaChesed. Avram is the one who brings Hashpa. He brings emanation, he brings goodness into the world without any Cheshbon. But Yitzchak is the one who's Yiraneh. Yitzchak, Yiraneh, Yitzchak sings. Yitzchak has the Koach of the Levim and he keeps the Hashpa down. So think about it. A whole chelik of Shmon Esrei, Hodah. A whole third of what our Shmon Esrei is about. A whole shevet from the most chashiv shvatim in Klai Yisrael, from the most chashiv groups in Klai Yisrael called Levim. And this whole midah of Hillel is what's necessary for us to get Hashpa. So we've seen that the Shorish of Avodas Hashem, my friends, why we keep mitzvos, the Ibn Ezra told us, it's because of our Hakar Satov to Hashem. And we've seen how essential it me that it is in us from a funder. And we've seen if we want to be Zocha to things, if we want Hashpa, if we want Parnas, if we want Chachma, if we want goodness, if we want better things from the world, we have to develop in ourselves a sense of gratitude. So why is it such a difficult thing for us? Why is thanking so difficult? So this is something we go into a lot, but I'd like to offer three ideas, two that I saw in the Bali Musar. Rav Chatzik Levenstein, the great Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, in Shanghai, and of course Panovich here in Eretz Yisrael, said, you know what? It's terrible. We get used to things. You get used to things. The first time the sun comes. Imagine if you were in a cave for a year and you walked outside and you saw the sun. What a chesed the sun is. Unbelievable. Air. Feel so good. Water. Unbelievable. Your hands. Sight. What people, a smile. Someone passes you something. It's unbelievable. Someone teaches you a bit of wisdom. Someone gets you to Olam Haba. Unbelievable, but we get used to it. Hergel, Sholit Alakol, the Maral says. Hergel, we get used to everything. So then it becomes, once we're used to it, we expect it. And then once we expect it, we stop thanking for it. Right? So that's one of our enemies in our trying to entrench in ourselves this essential, important mida called Hakaras HaTov, is we have to try to get out of the Hergel. We have to get out of our sense that just because I'm used to it doesn't mean I'm not receiving something. But Rav Dessler takes us even deeper. Rav Dessler says like this. It goes back, of course, to the essential question of life. As many know, by Rav Dessler, what's the essential question of life? Are you a giver or a taker? Are you a no-till or a no-sing? That's what Rav Dessler famously says in his Kuntres HaChesed. Who are you, essentially? Are you a giver and a taker? Now, what does that have to do with the Hakaras HaTov? Because if essentially I'm a giver, I'm uncomfortable with receiving so much. It's not easy for me to take. I want to give. You want to give. We want to give to each other. So when we're in a taking position, that's not comfortable. So what's my response to that? The very least I can do is to recognize the good that was done to me. The very least I can do is to feel a sense of a Hakaras HaTov, because I'm a giver naturally. So when I take, it doesn't feel exactly right. It doesn't feel comfortable. And that pushes me to at least recognize the good I'm getting. Oh my gosh, this is something amazing. The least I can do is have a little sense of a Hakaras HaTov back, to give something back to people who gave me so much. Because that's not who I am. I'm the giver. I'm not supposed to be getting. A Rebbe sometimes uncomfortable and tell me them shows too many signs of expressions of thanks. That's not what I'm for. I'm not used to that. This is not comfortable. My kid said, thank you. You could faint. This is unusual, right? So since you're not used to receiving, so when you receive, you want to give back. But if you're a natural taker, this feels right. This is the way it's supposed to be. Of course the whole world is there just for me. All the world are players for my stage. Bishvili Nivra Olam, not Rav Noach's pshat, not anybody's pshat, right? The whole world and all of its players are there for me, 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 and me. I'm a taker. So this feels natural. So why should you mock your tov to all these people who are just fulfilling their stated goal in life, which is to be mishamish me, to be mashbakim, mishamshei bekodesh of the big M-I-I. Are we together? That's what that's like. So really, then a person has to ask himself, if he wants to be more of a makir tov, you have to go back and think, who am I essentially? And it's a painful question. What is my essential mida? And it's not enough to make a hatzara, to make a statement. You have to look into yourself. Am I a giver? Am I a taker? Because if I'm naturally a taker, even as I work on a Hakaras HaTov, it's not going to go right. Because my natural sense of it's all coming to me will always be in the way of that. But if I can develop myself, and if I am a natural giver, then a Hakaras HaTov is so close. So those are the two ideas of Rav Chatzik Levenstein or Rav Dessler. I'd like to offer a third idea, though. They're both saying. I think we're just kind of brain dead. You know? I think we have like a need Tchias HaMesim a little bit. You know, we're like awake in the dead. I think sometimes we're so far and we're so used to receiving. It's not even like Hergel which is beating us or all this deep Musser, Kochas and Eshes, Rudessler stuff. It's just like, hey, everything's coming to me. It's all so natural. I'm not thinking at all. I'm totally asleep to what people are doing to me, giving to me, being nice to me. I don't get it at all. Do you understand? Very simple person saying a very simple pshat. Rav Chatzkel said a developed pshat. Rav Dessler said a very developed pshat. And I'm going back to the beginning. Are we awake? Do we appreciate anything that we get? Or is it all just always coming to us because it's just how it is? Not even getting to any depth in ourselves. Anu yishenim, we're sleeping. I like to share a sad letter, okay? I like to share with everybody a sad letter, and with this we're going to end. I'm not going to say his full name. This is the first time. It's not a letter I received. You'll see in a moment who received it. But this is a symbol on the back. You see this? There are people in the world who still use these things. Like a wax seal on the letter. Have you ever seen this? This is wax. This is unbelievable, guys. It feels like my hand is rushing over. Unbelievable. Okay, now, where do you think people use things like that? What university in the world would someone send? Harvard, good. Where else have you had to go to England? Chas v'shalom? Maybe it's Oxford, right? It's in fact from Oxford. People in Oxford use seals like that. Is it real? It's real. He wouldn't lie, okay? Cerebosi. Here's the letter. Now, it's from one Dr. Isaac C. I'm not going to say his last name. We're on tape. His name is Dr. Isaac Seer. Dear Rabbi Rossman, I wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for making the time to meet with me last week. It was a pleasure to meet you. And I want you to know that I'm honored to have the chance to study the sacred teaching and learning at Eish HaTorah in the future. In the meantime, I wish you all the best. Sincerely, Dr. Isaac C. This is a real letter, okay? I just happened to get this from Rabbi Rossman last night. Like, that's a beautiful letter. Why do I say it's a sad letter? You know why it's a sad letter? Because it's juxtaposed with some other things that went on. Rabbi was like, how could it be that at a party in this yeshiva, when a rabbi gives out svarim, and he has the audacity to ask that people should allow him to lovingly inscribe the sefer which he bought for them, and one guy comes to him? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And how could it be that guys walk out of the yeshiva after years and don't say goodbye to anybody and don't say thank you to anybody? Avon, what's going on? I'm not Makatri, God forbid. But you know what's the saddest thing? How long did Rabbi Rossman spend with Dr. Isaac C? So he told me, you can ask him, he told me 5 minutes. 5 minutes of a busy person's time. And I'm not here to defend Rabbi Rossman. I'm talking about Amatav Klali, which is, no, really. I love Rabbi Rossman. That's not the point. 5 minutes, and he gets a letter with a seal. Yeah. How much time did the rabbis in the yeshiva, how much did Eish HaTorah give people? How much did your teacher give us? And how much are we aware of it? And how long is Dr. Isaac C. going to come and study here anyway? And the guys are here year after year. What kind of feelings do they have to the yeshiva? And how many people are going to fulfill their, you know, tuition agreements and maybe give money to the yeshiva once in a, so maybe in 10 years we're not all scrambling around happy that we got paid a month late. It's all in the alumni. Both sides. Where is our Hakaras HaTov? And I want to tell you, you know, the saddest thing, I don't think you can really even say Dr. Isaac C's last name. But you know what? He's not even Jewish. Not like he wants to be a ger. None of that. He's a non-Jew who wants to come and study a little bit. And he has such a Hakaras HaTov that he can maybe come to Eish HaTorah for a few weeks and to speak to a rabbi here for 5 minutes. Okay, let's end with a Dvar Torah. I got a phone call last night. And I am really ending now. I got a phone call last night from someone a lot of you know, Andy Yudin, a very, very good friend of mine. And he said, you know, Mazel Tov, we just had a baby. We just had a baby boy. And he called us so early. Now, we're good friends. But you know why he called us so early? Because my wife was involved in their shidduch. And I think this is child number 6 or 7. And he called out of Hakaras HaTov because we set him up back then. Now, maybe he was just born for... Maybe they just had a baby. This is their first child. They're married for 2 years. And, you know, it was like a nice thing to do the first time. So they've been married for, you know how long? 16 years. But I'm used to these phone calls. You know why? Because every anniversary of his and every Purim, he calls us up out of Hakaras HaTov. Both said, that's the meat of Hakaras HaTov. Let's together, and then a nice note, let's put this essential mita back into ourselves, into our relationship with our friends, with our Rebbein, with our parents, with our yeshiva, and most of all, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you very much. Amen.